Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Uecker. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Art Schult. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Milt Bowling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rocky Bridges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Kemmerer. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Russ Kemmerer. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joe Caffey. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Smith. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Altobelli. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Cal McLish. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uecker strikes out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is hit by the pitch. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey hits a fly ball into center field. Uecker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive towards third. Yost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Altobelli fields the ball and throws to McLish covering. Safe. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to second. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Schult moves to third. Bowling moves to second. It's 1-0, Senators. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schult scores. Bowling moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Senators. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kemmerer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0-for-1 in the game. Usher hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sievers hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan scores. It's 2-1, Senators. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 0-for-1 in the game. Caffey bunts in front of the plate. Courtney fields it and throws to first for the out. McLish moves to second. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Avila reaches second base with a double. McLish scores. It's Senators, 2, Indians, 2. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Smith reaches second base with a double. Avila scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a fly ball into right field. Caffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Altobelli hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Usher, who is chasing the ball. Altobelli reaches third base with a triple. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Altobelli scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hegan bunts towards first. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first, with Bowling covering, for the out. Carrasquel moves to second. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McLish takes first base on ball 4. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 0 for 1 in the game. Caffey hits a fly ball into left field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Avila strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bridges hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemmerer strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smith strikes out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Woodling moves to second. Two outs. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Altobelli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woodling scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0 for 2 in the game. Usher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Severs hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 2 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish juggles the ball. That's an error on McLish. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a fly ball into right field. Caffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hyde now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McLish bunts towards the mound. Hyde fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 0-for-2 in the game. Caffey hits a fly ball into left field. Seavers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bowling picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bowling. Hegan scores. Avila moves to third. Woodling moves to second. It's 6-4, Indians. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Julio Becker pinch hits for Rocky Bridges. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker strikes out. One out. Herb Plus pinch hits for Dick Hyde. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 4. The Indians will come to bat. Herb Plus now playing second base. Bud Byerly now pitching. Milt Bowling now playing shortstop. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Altobelli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Altobelli. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. Altobelli steals second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McLish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-3 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Usher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-3 in the game. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Sievers moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 0-for-3 in the game. Caffey takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Avila bunts towards first. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with Plus covering, for the out. Caffey moves to second. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Plus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Art Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet pinch hits for Bud Byerly. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Schoonmaker pinch runs for Lou Berberet. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is 0-for-1 in the game. Plus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schoonmaker moves to second. Ray Narlski now pitching. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Schoonmaker moves to third. Plus moves to second. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-4 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Usher hits a pop-up towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Washington Senators, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.